There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. What's on your mind? Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd Mitchell is here. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, Fargo-Moorhead, AM 1090 KTGO in Tioga, and AM 1460 KLTC in Dickinson. Four of our broadcast operations where you can hear the program. And, of course, we have iHeartRadio as well, so you can listen 24-7 there and bring us wherever you happen to be as well. Your texts are welcome on the program. Your calls are welcome on the program to dial us up. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The What's On Your Mind line is 855-200-1776. And you press 1 to leave a message with your comment, your suggestion, your question for our guest, whatever it might be. And then press 2 to chat with us live on the air when we are on the air, if you like. You can also call us directly at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. The number to text us your questions, 701-226-8503. And lastly, we'll give you our email, which is just studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council will join us to start this hour. Welcome any questions you might have for Ron. We're going to tell you a little bit about the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest that are coming up next week already. Hard to believe they're here. I've been talking about them for months, and it's finally upon us. And a sign that summer is kind of slipping away on us here, unfortunately. And anything else on your mind for Ron, certainly welcome today on the program as well. Quick programming note, tomorrow we'll be in Watford City, North Dakota, and coming to your live from the Watford City High School. There's a new Watford City High School under construction. There's a new elementary school on the board. The schools are growing in Watford City, and we're going to talk a little bit about the education up there. And Steve Holden, the superintendent, will join us along with others as well. Energy Matters will also come to you live and direct from Watford City tomorrow as well. Then Wednesday on the program, we're doing a talk radio town hall with Congressman Kevin. Well, I'm sorry, not Congressman Kramer. Congressman Kramer, Matt, is when? Thursday? Do we move? I think that's Thursday this week. Okay. So Congressman Kramer's back with a talk radio town hall on Thursday. But in Wednesday's slot, Governor Jack Dalrymple will be doing a talk radio town hall with us along with Senator Dwight Cook. We're going to answer a lot of questions that have come in from you regarding property taxes, specifically about valuations and assessments and what's happening. A lot of questions about folks who've had assessments go up a great deal. They're wondering why. So we're going to get to the bottom of that. And for all the folks that called and had concerns about that, circle your calendar for Wednesday, because for a full hour on the program on Wednesday, we'll be talking property taxes and welcome your calls on that Wednesday on the show. So busy week we have. Without any further ado, Ron Ness is here from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Ron, did you have a good 4th of July?
Absolutely, we did. Scotty, how about yourself?
Very nice. Yes, yes. Ready to go. A brand new week. But it was a fun holiday weekend celebrating our nation's independence. So lots of fun there. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm just trying to get my my mind back around what's going on. So I think things are good.
Okay, good. I'm not alone. I don't really have my bearings yet. This is not my typical approach to the week. I think that's called the little holiday hangover, maybe leftover from the weekend. After enjoying all that, barbecuing and sun and fun with the family, and now I've got to get back into the real world. Glad to know I'm not alone. Thank you very much.
Well, we're halfway into the year. And if you recall, we started having this discussion in December about oil prices and activity, and certainly I think it has played out as we anticipated, that prices matter and economics matter. And I just had some texting chatter going on with people and various things, and all of a sudden you're seeing a lot of things tighten up in terms of competition. People are having to compete, and I'm glad to hear you're going to Watford City, and I think that's really the place that we need to keep our eye on. We hope those builders continue building and the investors continue to invest. And, you know, Watford City, Williston, the other areas, as you know, when you drive out there, you just don't see as many drilling rigs. You don't see as many trucks. And we had the school teachers over in Stanley the other day. And of course that, you know, we're eight or 9 years into that field development now. It's pretty quiet over there. Got things on pipe, got a drilling rig, some workover rigs moving around, but by and large, you're seeing a much more mature oil field. And, I think the challenges that we have before us now is that we're 7 months into this price environment. And, it's frankly getting pretty tough out there for many of the various entities. That doesn't really matter which aspect of the business you're in, whether you're on the exploration side, you're a landman, or you're on the service side, you're a service company. You have seen a dramatic change in the level of activity in your business volume, and your prices have had to come down. So we hope that equates back to housing and apartments and homes and things. But I think October 1 is kind of the next time frame which I'm looking at in terms of, you know, how does everybody do in the next quarter here? Can they continue to maintain their cash position? And, you know, those that are struggling are going to, you know, be looking for a way to move their business or, you know, find other investors or things like that, because it certainly the economics have changed dramatically.
You mentioned it's getting tough. What is, you know, define tough? Is that layoffs? Is that just a slowdown of business? Is that trying to wait this out? What describe what you're seeing that you consider tough.
Well, I think what tough is when you just look in the eyes of the owners of some of these businesses and you're having to make decisions now. And we said that if it continued through June 1, you're going to start to see pretty dramatic changes. And the good news is that we're still producing over a million point one barrels a day. So that creates a lot of job opportunities. It creates a lot of activity. We had the surge bill, which created a lot of job opportunity. But you've essentially seen that through attrition and people leaving, you had kind of that first wave of people that, left employment. Maybe they moved back home. Then of course you had the reducing of the hours and all of this I think was needed to some. We needed a correction in terms of, but it had to be a market-based correction. You can't just do this, you know, with government controls or anything. But now you're into looking at companies that really have their skilled employees, back doing the work. We've become extremely efficient. You've been able to lower your costs. We hope it improves safety. But you're starting to have to look at deeper cuts into the organization now. Do you begin selling divisions? You've seen some companies begin to sell some of their assets or other things to maintain their balance sheet where it needs to be. You're seeing, service companies are to the point where some of them have reduced their business substantially. Some of these third party vendors, we needed them to go home, and hopefully that has happened. But you're now getting into the kind of the core of the operation. I think in the business world, that's when things get really difficult. You've made the cuts to make your organization more effective, and now you're having to look across the, across your business at people who you really want to keep, and it's getting harder and harder. So we're at about 75 drilling rigs today. That's just a whole lot less people that are out doing that. And of course, the closer you get to that drilling rig, these are the jobs that we're talking about. So we're hoping that the completion crews can hang on and stay around, because when you ramp back up, it's much harder to get people back here. So back to doing the work that we found them to do. So, and we've attracted an awful lot of really, really talented, quality people, and that we want to keep them.
All right, let's go to Mike at Bismarck. Question for Ron, 701-258-0550. If you have a question, it's welcome. Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council with us. Mike at Bismarck. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I'm originally from West Virginia. I saw West Virginia get raped by the energy industry. They bought the politicians. They bought the government. How can we prevent that from happening in North Dakota, where the energy industry, like the NRA, controls the Republican Party, and no one can get elected unless they kowtow to the energy industry?
Well, I think North Dakota's got a long history in energy and agriculture, and I think you could, you know, look across our spectrum and realize that we've got a government that's pretty close to the people. And, everybody, if you want to know your legislator or your congressman in North Dakota, you can know them. And so I don't have a lot of fears of that. But I think the more important thing is, you know, are the policymakers reacting to the needs of the people in a responsible way? And I think there was a lot of question about that a year and a half ago. Are they putting enough money out into the Western communities and being too conservative? We ought to spend more and more and more. Well, when we saw a downturn like this, we saw the value of having some funds in reserve.
Hang on a second, if you would, Ron. We'll finish it on the other side of the break. Coming up on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Do you drink coffee? Do you want to lose weight? Well, do we have a treat for you? A great combination. An all-new, all-natural, slim roast weight loss coffee. It will help you lose weight and feel great drinking just 2 cups a day. This dark Italian slim roast weight loss coffee is loaded with some of the best all-natural ingredients to help you lose weight and feel great. The slim roast coffee has people buzzing all over the country. The testimonials are incredible. Did you know coffee is the second most desired beverage in the world next to water? And the second largest traded commodity in the world next to oil? If you'd like to try a free sample of this amazing, great-tasting product, call this telephone number 877-383-6054, 877-383-6054, and leave your name and mailing address for a free sample. You can also go to slimroast.com to find out more and order a box of 24 sticks. Slimroast.com or call 877-383-6054.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're looking for a part, T-Dolls has it. They're good like that. What else do T-Dolls have? Well, they are, in addition to being your complete auto parts headquarters, they can supply you with everything you need. Belts for your car to bedliner systems for your pickup truck, radiator service from the largest industrial units down to the smallest one. They service them all. They can make almost any hydraulic or air conditioning hose. just to supply whatever you need. They also have Pete. Great people, great folks that have been there for years, decades in many cases. Our friend Greg Rudnick out of Fergus Falls, been with Heat All since 99. He told me he was a motorhead. And a lot of the folks at Heat Alls are. They really, I asked him what was his first car. 66 Chevelle, 16 years old, and he got a 66 Chevelle maroon with black interior. That nicer one. He's had a lot of muscle cars over the years. 67 Le Mans. When I chatted with him recently, he was restoring a 78 Chevy sedan. Sedan delivery. It's actually it's like one of those panel trucks. It's a car in the front end with a panel in the back end. Kind of like the first van. Great stuff. And he was doing that. So he really enjoys doing that. And also loves taking care of the customers at Heat Alls around the Fergus Falls area. In fact, they really cover quite an area. Fergus to Barnesville, Pelican, Deer Creek, Hibbing area, Evansville, Elbow Lake, Wendell. And he drives the route seeing customers in a 200-300-mile area. So pretty amazing what they do. And they have a machine shop. Been a machinist on that location for like four decades in Fergus Falls, where they do about everything. Press bearings for the farmers and a lot of good work there. They custom make AC hoses as well, hydraulic hoses for a lot of the farmers in the region. Greg Rudnick, ask him about that maroon 66 Chevelle. He'll start telling you some stories. He's ASE certified, as many of them are, at Heat All's locations as well. Heat All's has it. Not only the parts you need, but also great people. Tell them Scott sent you. Chat with Ron Ness today of the North Dakota Petroleum Council on the program, 800-228-0550 with your questions or comments. Anything else you wanted to say to the caller, Mike from Bismarck, that was concerned about what happened in West Virginia and likening to his concern to the fact whether or not it could happen in North Dakota? Ron, we got cut short there, but anything else you want to say?
No, Scott, you know, I was thinking when you're out in Watford City tomorrow and as you're taking calls, I think one of the key indicators is going to be, you know, what are the small businesses out there? How are they doing? I think people are wanting to stay. There's still so much activity going on. So this is all happening at a very high level. And if you look back, we used to think 20 drilling rigs in North Dakota we're doing pretty good. And then, of course, we had 218, and then we had 186 for a long time, and now we're at 75. So it's all still happening at a very high level. You're producing all those wells. But I'm going to be interested in knowing what those school superintendents are expecting for enrollments this fall. That's always a big number. It's not that far away. So I think that's a key indicator. And then how are the small business folks continuing to do? You got lots of new business activity out there, lots of new, I don't know how many new restaurants Williston has, but it's closer to 20 than 10. So how are those small businesses folks doing? And I think they're doing good. Is it easier to find help? Is it harder to find work? So those are the things that between this week and when you're out there and when we're all out there next week for Cookfest, I think it'll be interesting to talk to people. And we continue to need to get that pipeline in the ground. That is really the key for the long term in this oil play, not only pipeline out in those areas to reduce flaring and move that oil and water, but these major pipelines moving Bakken oil to major markets, which really reduces the train pressure, increases safety, but it helps us get a better price for our North Dakota Bakken oil, as will the export issue, of course, which we are very hopeful that will be passed this year and allow the world to appreciate our sweet Bakken crude oil as well.
We had a call earlier. Jeff and Bismarck wanted an update on the Keystone XL pipeline.
I have absolutely no idea. In limbo for year number 7, I would say. So, no idea. Haven't heard boo on that. I know South Dakota is having a hearing. We did submit a letter of support for that, but I don't. No idea what or when the president will take action on that, and or if Congress will ever come back with that extra vote or two that's going to make that happen.
Another emailer, or this actually was a Facebook post, said, "How did the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference in Regina go? I heard very little about it."
The conference up there was good, I thought, for the amount of activity. It's always a little bit different event up there. It's more of a business development conference here. Up there, it's more of a technical science-based conference. They've got the college up in Regina. So the trade show isn't quite as, packed capacity. But from a technical standpoint, they had a good set of speakers, talked a little bit about, how to manage your way through points like this when your business activity is down and how to get better at well performance and completion. So we are ramping up our efforts towards next May. And actually, I've got a call today with what would be a very exciting speaker that I hope we can announce some point in the future who might be coming. But we'll see how it goes later today.
All right, more later. Stay tuned, folks. John asks, why are we in Bismarck constantly getting screwed on our gas price when the refinery is in our backyard? Sure can't be shipping costs. I'm guessing it's pure greed on many levels.
Well, as I told someone from Fargo this past weekend who had driven out for the 4th of July, I said, Fargo, if you're from Fargo and you complain about the gas prices, get over it, because they are the fifth worst retail market in America. It has been that way for 15 to 20 years. They essentially have a sale on gasoline every day, and they have multiple pipelines coming in there from multiple areas, and they're situated in between a bunch of refining in Minneapolis and here and to the south. So don't compare yourself to Fargo. Compare yourself to other places in the U.S. because Fargo just essentially sells their gasoline at cost, and, good for all those consumers in Fargo and all of us that pass through Fargo. But I think when you look at everywhere else, it is gasoline on the street is a market-based commodity, and there's some shipping costs here and there, but essentially, it is a market-based commodity. What the street and what just like selling a hamburger at McDonald's, it's competitive, but it's what the market will bear in that location. And at this price, everybody should recognize we're all still paying a buck or a buck and a half less per gallon, and that's thanks to the Bakken. So individual retail prices are completely determined by basically what their competition is doing and what they can derive for a gallon of gasoline.
Heck of a deal, and that's one silver lining in the price of the barrel of oil down. When we come back, we're going to tell you about the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. I promise we'd talk a little bit about that. It's next week, and just give you a little Bakken Rocks Cookfest 101 if you've not been to one. I hope this is the year you will attend one of them. Alexander and Southart this year, next Tuesday and Thursday. Stay tuned for that. We'll tell you about that with Ron Ness of the Petroleum Council when we continue.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with 4 techs. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. account. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Find out more about them online at secureenergyfuture.org. Secureenergyfuture.org, a great website. My favorite widget there is where you can find out what you'll pay once or if the proposed changes to carbon regulations are implemented. What would it cost you every month more in your energy? And a real simple way to calculate that. Right there on the front page of the website at secureenergyfuture.org, secureenergyfuture.org. And there's also ways you can take action. Make sure you let elected officials know about how coal is critical to preserving low-cost, abundant electricity and supporting thousands of jobs in our region, part of a valuable, invaluable part of our all-of-the-above energy policy, and also Secure Energy News as well, so you can find that all. The Coalition for a Secure Energy Future is simply dedicated to enhancing, preserving, and protecting our diverse set of energy resources, including coal-based electricity, to ensure a continued affordable and reliable energy supply for our families and businesses in North Dakota and in Minnesota today and into the future. So check it out, secureenergyfuture.org. Wrapping up our conversation with Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. If you have a question or comment for him, it's certainly welcome today at 701-258-0550. Todd will take your text. They're welcome at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503 as well. And you can also email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So the Bakken Rocks Cookfest, something I've been talking about for some time. Give me, for folks that have not been there, a little bit of a Bakken Rocks Cookfest 101. What are they, Ron? What's the purpose behind it?
This is essentially a state fair that is free with the best 4th of July type barbecue you've ever had. And let me just give you the details here, Scotty. And all of this is available at ndoilcan.com, ndoilcan.com. Next Tuesday, the 14th, we are in Alexander, North Dakota, and we have 17 cook teams. And, Scott, you've been to all of these, and that is a record. We have got that's 33 different companies that are involved in the 17 cookers, and each of those cookers will provide some of the most unique appetizers and food that you've had. So that's a huge group of, we need a lot of people to show up to eat all that food. I'll guarantee that. We've got 14 educational booths. The day will start at 2:30 with the Bakken educational session, and that will run until approximately 4 o'clock. And from 4 to 7, We've got barbecue, and the informational booths are available, are open. So the barbecue will start being served at 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Jesse Veeder and Lonesome Willie are going to be providing live music that day. And we will have the award presentation to the best cooker at 7 o'clock. So tremendous opportunity to bring the family out. There's games and all kinds of different things for kids, and kids will have a blast. But most importantly, you can eat great, learn a little something about the Bakken, see your see the companies doing business out there. If you have issues, they have the experts on board there to answer your questions. But also, you get to see your neighbors and everybody from those communities. So we are expecting a big crowd in Alexander. 2 days later, South Hart, North Dakota, just west of Dickinson, real near the new MDU refinery. We are having the same session essentially again. Starts at 2:30 with an education session. The barbecue will run from 4 to 7 p.m. We have 13 cook teams, which is also a huge number, by the way, of cook teams. And we have 15 educational booths that are very educational in terms of Department of Mineral Resources, pipeline companies, oil and gas producing counties, NASA will have a geology booth there. Great opportunity. Come stay as long as you want. Eat all you want. Generally a lot of good giveaways, but it's really something if you haven't been there. That night we have Nashville recording artist and North Dakota's own Quintana Biffert going to be doing the singing. She was up in Dunn Center last year. If you remember, Scott, she was fantastic. And, of course, Jesse Veeder is fantastic earlier. So ndoilcan.com. We hope to see you. Everybody's invited. If you need a day trip to go out and see the Bakken and swing in for something to eat, we'd love to have you.
That's what I was going to say. You've mentioned many times that, you know, folks ought to just come see this for themselves. It's not possible to grasp this from a headline or a television story or anything else. And it's really, you know, neat to see it for yourself up close. But in addition to that, you can talk to people who are, you know, are part of this, that are living it every day, both from a community standpoint and the company standpoint. So, I mean, this really brings the industry employees and communities together. And more than anything, it's designed to show appreciation to residents and leaders that are part of this all year long, right?
These are events designed solely for the community in which the activity is taking place to bring them in and not only have an enjoyable afternoon and evening with good food and music and some education, but also to bring their questions for the companies. They're going to be there. As I said, we have 33 different companies plus 14 cook booths in Alexander and 27 companies and 15 booths in South Hart. So these are by far, out of all of the things that we've done throughout the years, these Cook Fests, I think, have been the best events that we've done because they've been able to bring the community together right there, provide some information, answer their tough questions. And it's a national award-winning program that we've got on these Cook Fests. So great time, great food, good fun.
It is. The Bakken Basics Education Sessions are at 2:30 both days, and Ron, you know, from the Petroleum Council, makes a presentation, takes questions. The Department of Mineral Resources will be there. Justin Kringsted from the Pipeline Authority will be there. Kathy Nesset from Nesset Consulting. Those start at 2:30, and those have just built and grown and grown and grown, and I really enjoy listening to the kind of questions that are out there. It helps us with the show, just understand what people are curious about, what they want to know about, and also, you know, anybody getting answers, which really helps. Then 4 to 7 is sort of fun.
You know, Scotty, the neat thing is we have done this, I believe this is city or community 13 and 14 maybe, and we do it right in those small communities. We don't make you go to Dickinson or Minot or Bismarck or Williston or the bigger cities, but we've done them right in each of these small towns, and they absolutely roll out the red carpet. They get involved, and I started getting lobbied for next year's event about as soon as we show up in these little towns on the other communities that come. So usually we have a lot of our statewide elected officials that show up, and they're just a lot of fun. And they all take on their own personality because they're in these little towns, and they put them in their park or in a different area of town. So it's a lot of fun.
And the most important word you need to know is free, because there's a whole lot of food, and nobody takes a penny out of their pocket for any of the food, as well as all of the I don't know, what do you call it? I used to call them trinkets, but the trinkets isn't doing this stuff, you know, justice, because there's...
Don't bring your money, because it's not welcome there. But, you know, the best thing is you got to come hungry, because remember those deep-fried Oreos? If you haven't deep-fried Oreos, you got to try it. And, of course, that bread pudding from Stat Oil is always a great favorite, along with everything else.
Yeah, folks from... I'm just looking at the Alexander list for day one, which is next Tuesday, week from tomorrow. And, you know, as Ron mentioned, there's quite a team here. ConocoPhillips, MBI, JW Power, Bakken Link Pipeline, Continental Resources, and Ball and Valves, Emerald Oil, FMC Technologies, Completion Services, Enbridge, SWAT, Enduro Operating, Fortis, Hess, Weatherford, Oasis, WellPro, One Oak, Biffinger Westcon, Petro-Hunt and Purity Oilfield Services, QEP and Halliburton, Slauson and Aquaterra Water Management, SM Energy and Calkern team up, Stat Oil and Wyoming Casing, Tesoro High Plains Pipeline and Intertech, Whiting and Panther Pressure Testers, XTO and Neighbors Drilling Company. So that's quite the group. And those are the Cookfest teams that are actually cooking up the goods. So it's pretty good. There's information.
And from there, Scotty, I'm thinking about barbecued ribs, prime rib sandwiches. Let's see what else we got here. We're going to have some jambalaya. We're going to have a lot of ice cream. You're going to have, it's all coming, right? We know what each of these teams, and they're always out trying to outdo what they did last year and outdo the team next to them. So it's fabulous food.
So absolutely. Hungry. Yeah, exactly. Come hungry. Free and open to the public. And, starts on the 14th in Alexander, then the 16th picks up again next, so it's a week from tomorrow, and then a week from Thursday. Alexander and South Hart. So, Bakken Basics Education Session at 2:30, and then the barbecue, live entertainment, and all the educational tables go from 4 until 7. So, it is a lot of fun, and this is quite a tradition. It's been, you know, built from. Where was the first one again?
Kildare, North Dakota.
Kildare was first.
And then it was on a farm, Doug Canoyne's farm, south of Stanley, North Dakota. And we were, you know, we had 500-600 people in Kildare. And I think that night on that farmstead in south of Stanley, I can't remember how many people had, but it was just crazy. And from there, they've really taken off. And now we expect that we'll have plus or minus 1,500 plus or minus, up to 2,500 people at these things in these small towns. So,
if you go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com or go to the North Dakota Oil Can Facebook page, you get more of the details on it as well. So, should be great fun. I just want to make sure we spend a little time on that today because it's already next week. We've sort of been teasing it as we go, but darn close now. So, that's wonderful.
Thanks, Scott. We'll see you there.
Sounds good, Ron. Thanks a bunch. Take care. Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, our guest. Ron's good enough to join us a couple times a month here on the program, answer any questions or comments that you have. And when was the last time a global warming? I don't want to paraphrase. Can you play that call?
Yeah, I was going to say you might as well just hear it.
The anti-energy. Yeah, this is Chris from Bismarck. I just want to make an observation. When was the last time the anti-energy guys held a big cook-off and a big informational seminar like the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest? When was the last time the global warming conspiracy theorists did something like this? They all say that they want to improve the planet and that they're better for the community, but I never see them out there doing anything like the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest.
They can't.
I don't know. Just an observation. Have a good one.
It's going to hurt the planet if they have one, right?
Well, but I guess, yeah, that barbecue would burp too much burp too much CO2 into the air or something, I guess, right? Yeah. Say, Chris from Bismarck, though, very good point, right? I mean, here's an opportunity from the industry to be out there among the people, thanking the community, and you're exactly right. I mean, your point is, I know, a little humorous.
They serve tofu anyway. We wouldn't want to go.
Well taken. We appreciate it. All right, folks, last chance to weigh in on the hot news of the day next on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're a growing community, a changing business climate, and the great minds behind the vision for our future. We're engineers and doctors, entrepreneurs and artists, ranchers, roughnecks, bankers, pastors, and every dream in between.
where students from all 50 states and over 20 different countries, the teachers committed to their education, and the parents who love them. We're the leaders of 4-H clubs, a daughter's dance instructor, a son's hockey coach, and the fans in the stands cheering them on. We're Watford City, and we are neighbors, newcomers, fifth-generation stewards of the land, and many more yet to arrive. We're big plans made and challenges met. Big dreams, big risk, and big success stories. We're Watford City, and we're busy building our home. And we're not the same. We're better. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields. And you get choice at the pump at every PetroServe USA location. Plus, you get great savings. I love to fill up on the 4-for-4 special. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, soda or coffee, your choice, and two cookies. Four items for $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. It's a great deal. And here's July specials. Deli Express sandwiches, the Mega Italian, the Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey and Cheese, the Mega Pastrami and Swiss, your choice, just $2.79. Rice Krispie Treats, $2 for $1. Nestle Water, the 20 packs, only $3.99. Jack Link's Small Batch Jerky, just $3.29. Kellogg's Pop Tarts, $2 for $1. Or Snickers or M&M's, $3 for $0.99. PetroServe USA. Look for the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better by connecting North Dakota's oil fields with North Dakota's corn fields. PetroServe USA. Stop and see them today and tell them Scott sent you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit CriticalHealthNews.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes Lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join our Critical Health News team. Go to CriticalHealthNews.com. That's CriticalHealthNews.com.
Top of the hour, final segment of What's on Your Mind. This is it, your last chance to influence us, to get Todd Mitchell jumping up and down saying, darn right, somebody finally said it, right? You're ready to jump up and down, aren't you, Todd?
I just did that a few minutes ago, but yeah.
Yeah.
I need more, though. I mean, it is Monday and all.
Yeah. We're all sort of in Monday mode around here. We got a case of the Mondays. Todd just went for some coffee.
Yeah.
Did it work? Did it work?
Pretty bad when the show's almost over and they still need to go for coffee before the end of the show. That's pretty
yeah,
bad.
Me too. Usually, you know, sometimes you start the show a little. I think it's just a case of a really nice weekend. That's a good sign. We had a good weekend.
True.
Right? Exactly. I do want everybody to know that on Wednesday, We have Governor Jack Dalrymple and Senator Dwight Cook. Specifically, this started in April. We were getting calls with people telling us horrific stories about, their valuations increasing and assessments increasing and quite concerned about, property taxes. And so we decided we were going to go right to the top, Governor Dalrymple, and specifically talk about your concerns about property taxes, about property valuations, about property tax reform, about wanting more property tax relief, any of those issues. So we asked both Governor Dalrymple and Senator Cook to join us on the program just to talk a little bit about it. Now, it doesn't do any good to have them here if you don't bring your concerns and questions. So I'm warning you in advance, if you have a concern about property taxes, something you want to share, some way to make it better, a question on, hey, how could this happen, whatever it is. And what prompted this was really a lot of stories about, I remember one particular case up in Killdeer, up in Dunn County, where, the value of a particular property increased by 54%. And, folks were very concerned. So whatever those are, this is your chance to share those with Governor Dalrymple. Tomorrow we'll be in Watford City. Looking forward to that conversation as well. So we should have some good fun. Jeff is traveling and wants to weigh in here at 800-228-0550. He's going to take a shot at getting Todd to jump up and down. If you do have a text for Todd, 701-226-8503. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind today?
I tell you, everybody's sick of it, I'm sure. But I think it's important to point out that the left uses a tactic besides lying that is pretty effective, and it's to change the subject. And a good case and as an example is this gay marriage thing, because they have medications for anybody that wants to be a transgender. They give you the medication, the hormones, to switch you from one sex to the other. And homosexuality was considered a mental illness till 74. It was in all the mental health books, so they had to get rid of that as being a problem and say, oh, it's just about two people that love each other. Well, it's not that. It's somebody that doesn't identify with their own sex. It's just as much a problem as somebody that thinks they're Napoleon. And there are medications for it, as witnessed by the transgender thing. And one is covered by health insurance, and the other is totally ignored. So we're not doing these people that have mental issues thinking that they're some special class of people as homosexuals. We're actually doing them a disservice and really not addressing the problem. Thank you.
All right. You lost me on the left's changing the subject thing. I guess maybe, Todd, did you get that?
Every time there's an issue that they can't address logically, that they have no argument for, which was homosexuality being in the medical textbooks identified as a mental illness, the inability to identify with the proper gender. And they made a political move to eliminate that so they didn't have to address the obvious issue, and they could introduce this as a ploy to bring down the... There's churches in Minnesota right now that congregations are debating over this gay marriage thing and splitting in half. It's going to directly affect the Christian Western civilization in this country.
There's a lot more to come on the issue, no question about it. Appreciate it, Jeff.
Thank you.
Without question. Thanks a bunch. All right, Todd, do we have time for the 55 Corvette?
Yes, sir.
Good morning again, Scott. I hear you talking about old cars. Somebody had a 54 or a 55 Corvette in the parade on Sanborn, North Dakota on the 4th of July. This thing looked all original, not painted up or anything, just just an original Chevy Corvette from 55 or 54. It was something to see. Thanks.
I love talking cars. We do that with the folks from Heat Alls. And it's fun at break time, too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
By the way, July 12th is Sunday. Medora is planning a big Veterans Day celebration. They're going to have a social. They have the North Dakota Army National Guard there and even a flyover by that P-51 Mustang Boomer. That's at the Air Museum in Fargo, anyway. Medora.com for your reservations. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Looking for the perfect gift for the farmer and the family? Give him the perfect day in the fields thanks to Border Plains Equipment. With everything he needs from the time he heads out into the field with his Case IH cooler to the time he stores his tractor in the shed and cleans it with a Case IH pressure washer. Plus, earn big rewards on qualifying radio, observation system, power equipment, and tool purchases too. Hurry into Border Plains Equipment in Williston, Stanley, and Glasgow, Montana before June 30th and ask about this special offer from Border Plains Equipment.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.